Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dotton Chandler, third year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 11, 1835, the Barbadian newspaper published a proposal from Sir Lionel Smith, Governor of Barbados, addressed to the special magistrates of Barbados on matters regarding jails and correction houses. Smith's proposal, a response to the legislature's addition of a sixth clause, an act for the temporary establishment of a rural police for this island, stressed the need for structure and organization in the governance of the island's jails and correction houses. The document stated that without delay, measures should be adopted to ensure uniformity, role definition, maintenance, and discipline in the management of any errant apprentices among the newly emancipated populace. Outlining provisions of the Act, Smith encouraged reasoned objections, but his words demanded that strict conformity to the penal infrastructure of England be executed, as their methods had been effective. The first rule instructed that cleanliness was of the utmost importance, and the high standards were to be maintained by regular scrubbing and lime washing. The second rule stipulated that in order to prevent cohabitation, intermingling between male and female prisoners, neither while executing hard labor in the daytime hours nor during nighttime confinement would be allowed. To a similar effect, Rule No. 3 stated that where national funds would allow, the services of a matron or superintendent of female prisoners should be engaged and employed by the police. The matron should, at all times, accompany male officers in the execution of their duties, and in the event that no matron was available, male officers should be accompanied by another officer and only visit while on duty. Rule 8 declared that female prisoners whose duties included cooking and cleaning for other prisoners should be rotated daily with no repeat under a strict routine. Rule 9 stipulated the shaving of the hair and the washing of the head for all males and females imprisoned for longer than 2 weeks. This was mandatory. The 10th rule dealt with the class of crime committed. It stated that theft occurring in open fields and gardens should rank in the same category of punishment regardless of the value of the property stolen, large or small. It also provided for a more serious form of punishment if the same person committed theft a second or third time. On this day, July 11, 1835, in response to a parliamentary act for the temporary establishment of a rural police for this island, the Barbadian newspaper published Governor Sir Lionel Smith's detailed suggestions to legally impose the rules of governance of the British jail and correction houses on the island of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.